This is Brenda Brim, Billy Brim, and Brandon Brim. Coming to you, the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. We're talking about being led by the Spirit, and especially in these last days. And we are talking about particularly last week. Now, these are archived. You can go on billybrim.org, and I wish you would do it. And I wish you would particularly listen to, on the archives last Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. On Wednesday's broadcast, Brenda shares a vision she had where Jesus taught her about light and progressing on a light line. And then her son, 21 years old, Brandon, shared with us on Thursday about a dream he had of the Lord Jesus when he was 14 years old. That's going to bless you and your young people. And then Friday, he shared about a vision he had of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this vision came March 18, 2007. Brandon had always been afraid of spirit beings. Hadn't slept in that bedroom for 2 years and more because he an angel had visited him, so he didn't even go down there. But he went down there, and he, after a couple years or so, and he was praising God. He was thanking God for everything he could think of. And then he said, "I surrender all." You better watch out saying that, because when you say, "I surrender," God takes you up on it. And when he did, the Lord Jesus Christ walked into that room. Now, the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, "Your young men shall see visions." So this is scriptural, and we're talking about it now. Bless the Lord. So Brandon, just quickly tell that over again, and then we're going to go to what happened when you came upstairs.
Okay. Well, it started off, I went down the stairs into my room, and I was, I felt like for a while I'd go down there and then I'd leave real quick and stuff, but I felt like at peace, and I was laying there on my bed, and I was thanking God for everything, and just basic stuff like the sky and the grass, just thanking him for a wonderful day and everything he's done, and my family and stuff. And I felt like a peace, and I just said, "I surrender myself. I surrender all to you. I surrender myself to you." And I remember I said that, and I saw like a light, this person was standing there, like kind of like, and it was a real holy person. I remember the light of this person that was standing there was, it lit up the whole room, and it was like a, not a light that hurt your eyes, but kind of like a light that ministered anyone if you walked into it. And I just heard, "Tell them I'm coming soon," like 5 to 6 times.
The first thing he said about 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
"Tell them I'm coming soon."
Yep, and kept repeating it. And the thing I thought was pretty cool is when we start talking, we weren't talking like with our mouths. I was talking to him like spirit to spirit. And he said that, and then he walked towards me, and he was covering his face from me. And he was real, you could tell it was a real serious situation, kind of like in my dream. It was serious, but then he was kind of, you know, we were having fun, you know, he smiled at me and stuff. And he took a step towards me, and I remember I froze in my bed. I couldn't move. It was like a magnet was holding me.
The glory on you.
And my eyes were shut. And I remember
Your eyes were open, right?
Yep, they were open. And then the next time they opened up is when he had his hands on my hands. And he was still kind of holding his head away from me, so I wouldn't see his face.
He put his hands on each of your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And what did he say when he did that?
He said, "Helping people, healing people." He said my cousin's name, Kalev, which is Caleb in English. And he said, "Help," kind of like my dream I heard, "helping people and loving people." And then he started answering some of my questions. I had a question that I've always thought in my head, and he answered it about basically people would give me money, and I thought, why are they giving me money? I haven't really given in the offering, and I thought they were just giving it.
You felt you hadn't sowed.
I haven't
sowed. Why should you reap?
Yeah, why should I reap?
But you hadn't said a word to anybody. You just thought it.
I just thought it. I thought that was interesting because he knows your thoughts.
Oh, yes.
So I always thought it all the time, like, it would happen a lot.
They'd walk up at Faith Life Church and they'd say, "The Lord told me to give you this." And he doubted them. He didn't think the Lord told him because he didn't think he had sold anything.
Yep, I doubted him. And at the prayer conference, I remember I'd try to avoid certain people that try to give me money if I knew they'd see me. And he said, Brandon, the...
Not too many people have that problem.
He goes, money's not the only offering. He said, money's not the only offering that you can give unto me. But he said, when you love people, he goes, that's also an offering unto me also. He said it real sweet, and I recognize that voice whenever.
Same one from the dream.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he answered your question. Brandon's a really loving person.
Mm-hmm.
He loves people. He'll come up to you when he, I don't care who you are, it won't be long. He'll have his hand on your back giving you a pat. And he's a lot like my dad, and has the ability to make people feel loved.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, Brandon, what happened?
All of a sudden, a light was hitting my eye from the left, and I turned, and he had the breastplate on his chest, and it was
real. You didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was. I remember it was real sparkly and shiny and beautiful, and one of them was really, it was shining in my eye. That bright light that was shining in my eye was from that one. It was right on the red one, right in the top row. And then it was kind of in my eye, and I was looking, and all of a sudden he kind of walked back a little bit, and then he disappeared.
Now, he came up and told his mother what he had seen.
Well, when I got up, he told his brother and sister. Did you tell Jared or Panna or both?
I told Jared that I saw an angel, and I started crying, and he's like, Panna, come on, help, give hug Brandon. Because he felt bad, because he was making fun of me at first. And then I started crying, and then Hannah came and hugged me, and then we were talking about it, and then Jared went and got my mom.
Yeah.
They said that you glowed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Jared got me out of bed, and I wasn't going to go, but I did when he told me in a serious tone, Mom, Brandon's seen an angel. So I knew what that meant. He's really, you know, frightened, you know, possibly because that's how he was the first time. So I went in there, and Brandon is sitting on the couch and all by himself, and he can just tell he's had an experience with God, but very solemn and, you know, very serious, and not saying a whole lot, you know. And so we're just kind of being very tender in our dealings with him, and not saying anything. And I just said, Brandon, you know, you saw an angel? And he said, yes. And I said, well, was it like that other angel? He said, no, he was not as tall as that angel. And then he said he told me he had like, it was like a bright, I asked him, you know, and he said, well, what he explained, you know, you couldn't see his face, and he had like a...
He was appearing in a lot of glory, so he had to cover himself so that Brandon wouldn't be overcome.
Yeah, and while the more he's telling me, or the more I'm thinking that's Jesus, and then he said he had a like these lights on his chest, and then I knew he saw Jesus as our high priest.
That is the office he's standing in today, the high priest. He is the high priest of our confession.
And I said, Brandon, you didn't see an angel, you saw Jesus. And then he was on the end of the couch, and while I'm speaking, the heavier this, it was like at that time, if Jesus was there, we didn't sense it so strong. But then the presence of the Lord was so strong that I couldn't say anymore. I quit talking. And we all didn't say another word. We just asked those few questions, and I said, Brandon, that was the Lord. And then the other two kids were sitting, the living room's big, and they were sitting on the other couch.
I remember too, and you said it was Jesus. I remember that's whenever it got real, like when we finally figured out who it was, it got real strong. That's what I remember. That.
Yeah. The presence became stronger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Brenda told me about it, and she knew it was the breastplate, and the red ruby-like color that kept flashing to him in the Old Testament when they needed to know something. And we've got a wonderful picture on this on a book that we sell from the temple. They're getting ready for the temple. And they show the breastplate of the high priest, and he would stand before the altar. This is the Urim and Thummim. And behind him would be the, like King David asking the question, whoever, shall we go to battle? Or Joshua, shall we, who gets what borders? Well, how they could get such exact answers were on these stones, where there was one for each tribe, there were consonants only. And they would light up and spell out the answer. Well, the one that kept lighting up to him is the one that has R, B, and N, which would have the tribe of Reuben, and it would have the letters of Brandon's name. So I think it was shining in his eyes. And then what happened, Brenda? He started giving words of the Lord?
Randy probably can help me with this. It was so, the presence of God, of Jesus, he was in the room, and that presence, the glory was in the room, that we just couldn't say a word. And Brandon later on told us after the presence, after it subsided and we were actually able to talk, that he was standing next to Brandon, was sitting on the couch, on the end of the couch. And so on that end, Jesus was standing next to him when his presence was strong, and he would, Brandon would say one sentence or two sentences, and he said that the Lord would be speaking that to mm-hmm. his ear.
You would repeat what he said?
Mm-hmm. It was like I remember he was standing on my right side, and it's like if he was whispering into my ear.
Do you remember what he whispered exactly? What he said?
I just remember, well, I don't know if I said anything about their family. I know I said something to Hannah and my brother.
You wanted to pray for your sister's knee. I mm-hmm. remember that.
And was that when you heard what he said to tell me when he was whispering in your ear?
No, I heard that downstairs.
Downstairs. Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, and the Holy Spirit orchestrated the whole thing. The Jared and Hannah, we all felt this presence. And Hannah raised her hand up at that time.
Asking permission to speak.
And I mm-hmm. couldn't even speak. I just had to shake my head. And she gave a word of spirit, I mean of tongue. And then when she gave it, this presence was so strong that it was almost like something you never sensed before. She just cried out the interpretation like from the deepest part of her spirit. Like, and it was about Brandon's life and how the Lord was going to use him and to go.
Praise the Lord. So yeah. We're talking about the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And then we're talking about what the Bible says, dreams and visions. And we're also talking about gifts of the Holy Ghost, because Brandon began to give words of knowledge and words of wisdom. And Hannah gave tongues and interpretation. So we praise God for these gifts, and we need to know how to receive them. And we're going to be talking about God's guiding us and leading us the rest of the week. Shalom, shalom.